Yes, picking flowers, so it's a little
late. What is love? Pratabrajad brajata avishatas chasayam. Gobi saman akvanayatosya nisamya venu nirgamya turnam abalapati buripunya paschanti sa smitamukum sadoyavalokam.
Very good.
Pratar vrajad vrajata avishatas chasayam gobhisamam kranayatosya nishamya venum nirgamya turnama balahpati bhuri punyam pasyanti susmita mukham sadayavalokam.
Pratar vrajad vrajata avishatasachayam gobhisamam kranayatosya visamya benum visafi
pasyanta sasmit muko
no visamya benum nirgam yaturnam avalapati buri bunya pasyanti sasmita mukam sha dayavalokam.
What meaning?
Meaning the gopis are, the Mathura Ramanis, again they're speaking, they're saying that the gopis, they're so fortunate, they have the opportunity to see when Sri Krishna goes out in the morning for with his cows for cow grazing, and when he returns in the evening, they see Sri Krishna, they run from their houses to see Krishna coming and going with his cows, and that Sri Krishna, he's bestowing his merciful glance upon them. His merciful glance is going towards those gopis. And what pious activities did they perform to have this opportunity?
Smiling. They are looking after Krishna. What? Oh, Krishna is very merciful looking.
Smiling face.
So Mathura Ramanis are saying that gopis have so much punya that when Krishna goes out of Braj and he, with all his cows, and he comes back, then he's playing his flute. And when the gopis hear Krishna's flute, at once they come out of their houses. And Krishna is looking at them with his smiling face and merciful glance. So Mathura Ramanis is thinking, how much?
In the morning, in Braj, when Krishna goes out playing on his flute, and in the evening, when he returns from cow grazing, the gopis, they run at once from their homes, hearing his flute song. How fortunate they are, what pious activities they have performed, that they receive the beautiful smile of Krishna and his merciful glance.
Very good. You?
What did you need?
For Shamarani Didi.
You need, you want to hear?
No, Shamarani. Isha Shamarani.
Isha Prabhu.
Okay, I'm sorry. Gobi saman kranayato shani shamya venum. Pashyanti sasmita mukham and sadayavaloka.
You are only hearing, I am not hearing. Because so loudly you are speaking that I cannot hear.
You speak too loud.
More louder.
That's good. Was very good.
Again?
Yes.
I have to do it again?
Louder!
Oh!
Loudly.
No, you slope now.
Okay, the explanation. So the Mathura Ramanis are explaining that in the morning Krishna is going out for gow grazing and he's playing on his flute, and in the evening he's also returning with his cows, beautiful looking, playing on his flute and very beautifully smiling. So the gopis, when they hear the flute play, they run out of their houses to see Krishna. And then Krishna is looking at them with beautiful smiling face and merciful glance.
Why this shloka had been told by Mathur Rajkumari? Why?
To show glorification of gopis.
Huh?
To show how high gopis are.
The glorification of gopi. Even Mathura, Rajkumari, princess, they are taking lives. More, when Uddhav went to Braja and he saw the glory of gopis, how in separation their love and affection for Krishna is so high, and then he began to glorify them. Etaha param
tunvita
bhaj bhuvo bhogo pobaddho govinda eva akhilatmani rudha bhava vanchanti jad bhava bhivo munayo bayancha kim brahma janma bhi ananta katharasasya. Tomorrow this shloka with meaning.
Sweet grass, please bring the sweet grass.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I was wondering, because of last night you're talking, would I find that before I met you?
What?
She's telling, before she met you.
I was thinking about Krishna all the time. And, as you know, most of the time thinking about Krishna, Krishna, everything about Krishna. Now I met you and I think about you all the time. Who should I think of?
Before she met you, she was thinking about Krishna all the time. Now that she has met you, she is thinking about you all the time.
Not Krishna. Forget me and remember Krishna.
Okay. Okay.
But she cannot forget you.
Yeah, I mean.
Both at a time.
At the same time.
And what about Radharani? I don't know me very
both
much about Radharani.
You and Krishna.
And what about Radharani? She asks.
Oh, Radharani never
separated from Krishna.
Becomes alone, always with Krishna.
Oh.
So with Srimati Radhika, Guru, but when Radhika is there with Krishna, Guru is his transcendental gopi form,
mm-hmm.
not this form.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, you help him cutting vegetables?
No need, Gurudev.
No need?
No. Kidar.
You do?
Uh-huh.
He has no need. Yeah.
Lot of work.
He has machine, huh?
No, it is us.
Sweet grass, wheat grass, Isha. Isha Prabhu and Shamarani. Didi, this is for you only. Okay.